Today, on this day, following the feast and the commemoration of All Souls, praying for all the souls in purgatory, for that's the only souls that we can pray for, we continue, and we shall continue during this week to celebrate the Mass of the Requiem, the funeral Mass, which we started yesterday on the actual feast of the commemoration of All Souls. And of course, this feast was started in the 10th century, and that means 1100 years already, by St. Odo of Cluny and followed by St. Hugh of Cluny, both of them abbots of the most wonderful monastery in Christendom, not far from Paris. The church of Cluny, St. Peter of Cluny, was actually bigger than present-day St. Peter in Rome. It was tremendous and magnificent. And they knew for many centuries already, we had been celebrating November the 1st as a feast of all the saints of the church. When Pope Boniface IV consecrated what is known as the Pantheon, which of course in Greek means a temple to all the gods, Pan Theon. He consecrated it to Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, and all the martyrs. Of course, at that stage of the church's history, all the saints were pretty much martyrs. Very few were not. But soon that changed, as Constantine the Great and St. Helen, his mother, freed the church. And so then all kinds of things began to happen. And so there were saints that were not martyrs. And so, since that time, already 11 centuries, we have been celebrating on November the 2nd. They decided the 2nd then should be for all the souls in purgatory, for all the dead. Of course, if they're dead and are in heaven, they're saints. We don't pray for them this day. We pray for them yesterday. If we pray for if they're in hell, there is nobody that can do any good to them. So, of course, the liturgy itself signifies in a very, very exact way, very concrete way, the dogma of the church, that there is a place called purgatory, Carthartarium, purgatorium. And so we pray for the souls in purgatory, and of course we commend for everyone to go to visit the tombs of the dead. There are several cemeteries near here, even within walking distance, that we can pray for the dead and obtain for that, for the souls in purgatory, a plenary indulgence once a day, so we can free one soul every day from purgatory. In the meantime, I would like to begin to read in English, since we have sung it and prayed it in Latin, the magnificent sequence of this feast. The Dies Irae, day of wrath, that awful day, shall reduce the world to ashes, as David and the Sibyl prophesied. How great shall be the trembling when the judge shall come to examine all things rigorously. The trumpet with astounding blast, echoing over the sepulchres of the whole world, shall summon all before the throne. Death and nature will stand aghast when the creature shall rise again to answer before his judge. The written book shall be brought forth, containing all for which the world must be judged. And we will continue throughout these days. But it is indeed, we're speaking here about the last day of the world, the last day of time, the end of time, which shall happen. Probably not in our lifetime, but maybe, and we should be prepared. Of course, our lifetime will come to an end. That is the end of our time. And all these things will come true for us personally. And so we need to prepare ourselves for the end of time when we shall be judged. Not by the merciful Jesus, who gave his life for us on the cross, but by the judge, the stern and strict judge. And he sees everything that has been written in the book of life, every single fault, every single sin, every single thought or word that was not holy. We will be judged on every single one of those. That is why we must do everything possible to be holy. And so today, as we continue with this commemoration of the dead, of the souls in purgatory, we need to realize that we will sooner or later be among them. Very few of us will be directly in heaven. And I realize that in today's world, in today's church, if you want to call it that, there are many who preach that we all go to heaven immediately. Oh, he's with Jesus now. Says who? Who told you that? Only the Holy Father. And it is a dogma. It is infallible. Only the Holy Father can canonize a soul. And so, therefore, to say that he is with Jesus, she is with Jesus, oh, he's all right now, that is nonsense. 99.9 will go to purgatory, including you and I. And it will be horrible. It will be a horrible fate because we will suffer beyond anything that we have suffered in this life. 1 second of purgatory, because it is connected to time, and that's why we have indulgences, 100 days, 500 days. 1 second in purgatory is more painful than all the pains of our entire life. All of them. It is not a fun place to be. The only good thing is that you know there's only one way to go, and that is up. Whenever we on earth, the church militant on earth, will pray for them and make sacrifice and penance for them and gain indulgences for them, which we can do simply by Mass, Communion, the Rosary, with each other and in front of the Blessed Sacrament, by visiting the cemetery during this week and obtaining for the souls in purgatory a plenary indulgence. One soul. Imagine how grateful that soul will be to you for the rest of your life. They will be like your patron saint. You need as many friends on the other side as you can get. Don't be foolish and think that you don't. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.